Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to Komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says Email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Okay, let's start with just a little tech trivia. Okay, listen to this. Raised by doctor parents, guy's name is Ben Silberman, and he assumed that he would follow the same path. He went to Yale University starting in 1999, and then he was there. He's like, oh, you know, this whole doctor thing isn't quite for me. So he took a job working for Google. Okay, we're going to fast forward to 2009. Ben and a friend of his from college, Paul, along with Evan Sharp, they started working on a site in which people could show collections of things that they were interested in, kind of like an electronic bulletin board. So what was the site? Of course, you can figure it out. You know that. The site is Pinterest. But to make Pinterest take off, here's the trivia question. The group did what? Okay. So which of these is true? The group did what? A, they took ads out at the metro station all over Washington, D.C. B, they attended every home and garden show in the three-state area. C, they personally wrote to the site's first 7,000 users with their cell phone numbers asking for feedback. Or D, they made the site a Kickstarter project, and that's the way it took off. Okay, so which of the four ways did Pinterest really take off? Anybody? Was it A, they took out ads, B, they went to the home garden shows, C, they gave everybody their personal cell phone numbers, or D, they did a Kickstarter? The answer is C. That's right. They personally wrote to the site's first 7,000 users with their cell phone numbers and say, hey, tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Here's a little fun fact for you. Ben's girlfriend actually thought of the name, and she's the one that said, hey, we should call it Pinterest. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. You can find the Kim Komando Show on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. We're streaming in your favorite radio app, and you can find us streaming as podcasts, as webcasts, whatever you want, 24/7 over at getkim.com. And a special thank you goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation and listening to us on the American Forces Network Radio. All right, let's start with five things you need to know about where tech is headed. I'm going to tell you about all the new developments, changes that will affect your digital life, like this one. Are you any good at parallel parking? Because I have to tell you, I am the absolute worst at parallel parking. And that's probably why this got my attention, because you don't have to stress maybe over it anymore. You see, there's this new steering system that allows cars to drive sideways, right? They're calling it the Easy Turn system. It uses unique suspension setup that lets the front wheels, imagine this, turn 80 degrees, which is more than twice of that of a regular car. And get this, you just back into the space at an angle, and then the wheels turn toward the curb to swing the front of the car in. Ooh, nice is that? It's probably going to be coming to EVs, electric cars first, because with our regular gas-powered cars, there's just not enough room under the hood for the wheels to move at that type of angle. And then in electric cars, the front part where the engine is normally would be this big storage compartment. So the Easy Turn system hopefully will be coming soon. Number two on our list, now you can be a smart shopper with a smart cart. Wow. Let me tell you about a shopping cart. And I want you to think about who would develop this type of shopping cart. So you go to the grocery store, and when you're standing out there, of course, you're going to wipe down if there's, you know, they have those Windex or, pardon me, the sanitizing wipes now. And then when you're in the grocery store, as soon as you walk in, you fire up the grocery store's app. And you start by putting things in your cart. So let's say you go to the produce section first. Okay, and so you're going to throw some peaches and some nectarines, asparagus, green beans, whatever it may be. You throw it into your cart. And as you're doing this, the smart cart is actually weighing all the produce And then it's keeping track of everything that you're purchasing. And so you can see it on the app and you can see how much you're paying. If you don't like it, it's too expensive, you just take it out of the cart and it's automatically deducted from the app. So next you're thinking, you know, I really would like to have some salmon for dinner, some grilled salmon on some cedar planks. So you go over to the fish counter and on the screen you see a coupon that the salmon's on sale. So you buy the salmon and that coupon is noted automatically again when you put the salmon in the cart. And anything that you want to buy, you just put it in the cart and then it's all tallied up using the app. Now, when you're done shopping, you leave the store using a dedicated special lane just for you. Your credit card is charged. You don't have to pull out your credit card, by the way. And everything that you buy is available in the app. And then you see a receipt is sent to your email. So this is all great technology. So what company do you think has developed this technology? What company is behind all this? Let me give you a hint. It starts with the letter A and it's not a fruit. Yes, you're right. It's Amazon. And think of all the data that they are now collecting on each and every one of us, aside from everything that we're buying on Amazon and where we go. You can use this technology right now in some Whole Foods locations. Why? Because Amazon owns Whole Foods. I'm going to go to Whole Foods and see if it's here where I live, and I'm going to let you know what I think about it. And if you try it out at Whole Foods, I want you to drop me a note because I'd love to get your feedback. Number three on our list of five things that you need to know about future tech is your best days of owning a boat. I've heard this so many times since I bought a boat, is the day you buy it and the day that you sell it. Wow. In many parts of the country, you might be able to sign up for Starlink, which is the internet broadband service that's using satellites and it's owned by Elon Musk. It's pretty expensive. The hardware costs $600 and the service runs about $110 a month. But I mean, if you're in a rural area, it's really something you ought to check out because the people that I've heard from, they just love it. But now Starlink is coming to your boat. That's right. When you're out at sea, you can get the internet at 350 megabits per second, which is pretty fast considering you're out in the middle of nowhere in the ocean. And I hope you're sitting down on your boat because I have to tell you how much it costs. Okay. To get Starlink on your boat, okay, first you're going to have to buy the receiver, and that's $10,000. Okay. And you have to pay for that up front, by the way. Now, how much do you think the monthly service will cost on your boat? Okay. How much do you think? Okay, so $10,000 for the receiver. How much do you think your monthly bill will be? $5,000 a month. Wow, $5,000 a month. They say it works on the coastal waters of the USA, except Alaska, Europe, except Norway, Sweden, and Finland, Australia, Brazil, Chile, most of the southern part of Australia, and also New Zealand. And always remember, a ferry boat never gets sick because it's always going to the dock. Let's see. Number four, EV now stands for every electric vehicle. What does that mean? I have to tell you, I recently bought myself a Tesla Plaid. Now, you know, I'm a car girl. I am. I love cars. And I'll tell you more about it some other time because the car has a lot of pluses, but it also has some minuses. But I decided that I wanted to see how the fast charging station goes. So basically, you just find one. And this was in a shopping center, the one I went to, and you back into the charging station, you plug in about 15, 20 minutes, you have, I had like a 30% charge. I went shopping while it was happening. Now, a lot of people are surprised that when you have a Tesla and you use the Tesla supercharging station, that it's not free. Okay, that actually cost me close to $14. But you don't have to be put in a credit card because your credit card's in the Tesla app. The reason why I bring that up is that in other Elon Musk news that has nothing to do with Twitter, when Tesla first launched its network of supercharger stations, only Teslas could use them. So now, coming soon, Tesla is going to start producing new supercharger equipment that will let non-Tesla EV drivers in North America use all the Tesla superchargers. And I'll tell you, I'm probably going to sell my Tesla Plaid. I'm going to write about it for the site and maybe do a USA Today column on why I'm not a big Tesla Plaid fan. It is a rocket. It is super fast. It may be even, I think it's actually even too fast. And I own a Ferrari too. This thing is just too fast, but it doesn't have the technology I need as a visually impaired driver, meaning that I don't have much sight out of my right eye. So I really need to have like big collision warning signs and things like that and nice 360 camera. So I'm probably going to sell it. It's loaded with tech. Let's see, I have 152 miles on it right now. And I don't know, if you're interested in buying a Tesla Plaid, if you want one now, just drop me a note through the website. And finally, last on our list, number five, Windows is coming, and there will be moments. What? Moments? Well, instead of Microsoft calling Windows 11 updates, they're now calling them Windows 11 moments. I guess it sounds better than technical updates, moments. These are really updates that just bring new features to Windows 11 from time to time. Well, news out that there's probably going to be four or five of them within the next year. So these moments will allow Microsoft developers to release new features without releasing a brand new wholesale new operating system. So along with these announcements, there's been some projections on when Windows 12 will be out. Okay, you do have some time. It looks like the schedule for Windows 12 release is going to be sometime in 2024, which is 3 years after Windows 11. And they're calling Windows 12 a significant, a major update to the Windows operating system. How many times have we heard that? It seems like every single time. I sure hope so. I tell a joke about Windows, but I'm afraid it might just be too painful. Get it? Painful Windows pain? I know. If you have to explain it, it wasn't that funny. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, I've got a myth about smart thermostats that we're going to be talking about. We are going to have a great tip on how you can use an Amazon Echo as an affordable life alert alternative. We have a secret way to know who's calling without looking at your phone. And beautiful Allie Seligman is going to be joining us. And she's got a little gamify. Yes, a little gamify in headlines that you don't want to miss. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you three free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And if you haven't already, make sure that you spend a couple of seconds and go get your free Windows or Mac guide. Just do it now while you're thinking about it. Head over to komando.com/free guide. That's komando.com/free guide. And there we've got a guide for Windows and Mac, as I mentioned. We've got insider tricks, tips, secrets, some great free downloads. You don't have to worry about getting malware and keyboard shortcuts and photo editing tips. It's just loaded, just jam-packed. So head over to komando.com/free guide to claim your free copy right now. komando.com/free guides. Kate in New Orleans. Hi there, Kate.
Hey, how you doing, Kim?
I'm good. So happy to hear from you. What's going on? How can I lend a hand?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you. I'm part of your community. And I love your tips.
Thank you.
And I love your, I love your tricks, especially I'm interested in privacy and staying away from all those pirates out there. So I really appreciate that.
Anytime.
This is my question. I enjoy traveling, and I often stay at Airbnbs, and their television sets are very often a little challenging. And this is what I'm wondering. What's the best way for me to access my television in a stranger's home? Like, do I use a Fire Stick or my phone or my laptop? I'm wondering your recommendations about, like, so, watching my programs.
So your programs on... And your account, and not having to, like, put in your account information into their television.
Exactly.
Is that right?
I'm always suspicious about creating or signing into my account on their television.
You know what? Me too. Because you sit there and you're like, okay, what did I just do? Okay. You're like, all right.
Exactly.
So,
and a friend of mine said he loves going to Airbnbs and putting on the TV and seeing that somebody has done that.
Oh, yeah, because, people forget.
I said, yeah, yeah.
I mean, exactly, because people forget. You're just like, oh, you know, because you're always in a rush to leave because you're always late for something, it seems like. But, you know, right. It's a really good question, Catherine, and I'm really glad that you took the time to call, because what you want to do is, like you mentioned, you want to purchase a Fire TV stick to travel with, and you're going to keep all your subscriptions just logged in on this device. You can also put a VPN on the Fire Stick as well, if you'd like to. So what you're going to do is connect the Fire Stick that you're traveling around with to either the Airbnb Wi-Fi or use the Wi-Fi hotspot on your phone. And DirecTV has an app that you can use, and you log in with your subscription credential as well. But there's a, you know, so if you want to put like ExpressVPN, that's the VPN that, you know, we recommend. You can put that on a Fire Stick. But those little Fire Sticks are neat little gadgets, aren't they? I mean, just amazing. Now, so just get yourself a Fire Stick, and then you can, if you need help putting anything on there, just let me know. But are you concerned about Airbnb cameras, hidden cameras?
You know, I've only thought of that a couple of times, but I've been suspicious.
Because I always see, what happened to me is this is more than a couple of years ago. Every time I say it's a couple of years ago, it's always to me like before the pandemic. I don't know. I have like this blur that happens, you know? So a couple of years before the pandemic, is that I was staying at Airbnb and there were 10 hidden cameras. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
They were like in the common areas, in the kitchen. And I found them by just scrolling up to the upper channels on the TV, like go to channel like over 500, 600. And then I started seeing all these cameras. So I called up Airbnb and I'm like, where are all these cameras? And then in really tiny, tiny text at the very bottom of the Airbnb listing, it says security cameras inside and outside the home. But it was at the very, very bottom. So just to make sure that you check, and everybody should check. And then if you want to know how to look for hidden lens reflections and, you know, using a laser pointer or just a flashlight, we've got those tips over on the website, as well as if you really wanted to be sure, you could get yourself like a RF detector, and then it would actually alert you to things like that. So if you need more information about that, just search for a hidden camera over on the website. And Kate, thanks for being a Commando community member, and thanks for your call today. And again, get that Fire Stick, and great question. You want to stay right where you are, because coming up, Ali Selden is going to be here, and we're going to talk about some headlines in the news here on the Kim Commando Show.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Coming up in just a few moments, we've got a great tip about how you can use an Amazon Echo as an affordable life alert alternative. And also, if you're a caregiver, we have some tips about that. And also later on, secret way you can know who's calling without looking at your phone. And now I'd like to welcome our amazing content queen, Ali Seligman, to the program. Hello there, Ali.
Hi, Kim.
So first of all, again, congratulations on the 800,000 page views that we've gotten over on the website. That one day.
In one day.
Yes, that was pretty amazing. And so, and thank you to everybody who's listening and watching who actually were contributed to that 800,000, which means now you need to go every single day, right?
Absolutely.
A few times a day, every other day.
Why not?
So you and I, we love one particular website.
We do.
Not necessarily for, well.
For their hard-hitting journalism?
Yes, exactly. That's, you know, I was struggling for the words.
Let me say it.
Yes.
It's a site that they do a lot of gossip, a lot of celebrity stuff, lifestyle. These are a couple headlines I saw there this week. 5 perfumes you should never wear, and one of them smells like a toilet.
Okay, great.
I'm a mortician, and I think this is the worst way to die. It's not what you think. So they have really captured the art of headlines that make you want to click.
They really have. I mean, clickbait at its finest. I'm a mortician is a headline.
Yes.
This is the worst way to die. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so every once in a while, you know, I will send, for those of you who don't know, is Ali and I sit on Google Meet all day long. Okay. All day long. We go back and forth about anything and anything. And so every once in a while, I will send Allie, you, I will send you a headline from The Sun just because I just think this was really a great clickbait headline that we should have dreamt up ourselves, but we didn't.
Absolutely, yes. And I had found myself kind of playing this game when I went to the site. And again, it's The Sun, thesun.co.uk. If you want to check it out, they've got some good stuff. I found myself kind of in my brain, what the heck is this story going to be about when I read these headlines? And so I thought, wouldn't that be a fun game for us to play? So
it is. Okay.
So I gathered up some headlines. I did not cheat. I wrote down the headline and then I made my guess. You know, I had to prepare it ahead of time, but you're going to be guessing live here.
Yes.
This is not scripted, folks. Okay.
Nope.
You know, actually, before we get to the list, one little thing I want to say, some interesting information. On July 9th, over on commando.com, we published a story, 3 creepy lists that show everything Google knows about you. It was a good one. On July 11th, The Sun published a story, hidden creepy lists that show you everything Google knows about you.
No.
Now, they didn't copy what we wrote. We didn't invent the idea of creeping tracking lists, but I'm just saying, I think somebody at The Sun might be a fan of commando.com.
I think they are.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to watch that. God. If you're going to, you know what? Here's my thing. I don't care if you steal stuff from us. I don't care. Okay. As long as you give us credit.
Spotted over on commando.com.
Yes, exactly. That's all you got to say.
All right, let's start this game. So I'm going to read the headline. You're going to make your guess what you think it's about. I'll tell you what I thought, and then I'll reveal what it's actually about.
Okay.
Number one, how to find the vampire iPhone bills draining your bank account every month.
How to find the vampire
iPhone bills draining your bank account every month. What's that about?
Electric battery?
Okay.
I'm thinking about vampire power.
That came to mind for me too. Then I thought app charges, right? It's got to be apps. Like what do they charge you for?
Okay.
And yes, it's subscriptions. So this is a good thing to check if you don't realize that you have an app that's, you know, re-upping every month or every year, one of those big charges.
So annoying.
So annoying. Yeah. All right. Number two, big switch. Millions of iPhone users told to turn off key feature. Ignoring it could cost you. Dun, dun, dun.
Big fix. Say it again.
Big switch. Millions of iPhone users.
Switch.
Yep. Told to turn key feature off. Ignoring it could cost you. Right? It's hard.
I'm thinking what, I don't want to say like Wi-Fi call roaming could cost you money.
Good guess. That's a really good guess. I will be honest. I totally drew a blank on this one. And then I was like, I don't know, password autofill. Maybe they mean security. No, they are talking about live photos because they take up so much storage space and you might have to pay for more storage.
Okay. They're like really stretching it.
That one's a stretch.
I mean, you know what? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Next but they
one.
Fooled
All
us.
Right, I'm ready.
All right. Yes. Next up. You're using emoji wrong. Icons that don't mean what you think.
Okay. Are they talking about like the camel hump and, you know, the eggplant and the peach and the other things that, you know, people use when they are having adult intimate texting? Is that it?
You're a star, Kim. Of course. Of course that's what it's about. It's
okay. Not that I use any of them. I'm just saying. Just setting the record straight.
Yeah. Dirty emoji meetings. One that I was hoping that there would be some that were, you know, not just those, like the little one that looks like praying hands, but it's actually high five. Like,
yes.
Yeah. We always
like some of those insider things.
Yeah.
But no.
No, it was all just, you know, the eggplant. We're not going to tell you what that means. The rhino. I had never seen this one. The rhino has a large horn on its face, and that is all I will say. The camel you mentioned, which has a large hump on its back. Let's move on. Okay.
You know, I think we had that. I had that on the show. I did. I actually, you know what? I did that on, I wonder if they're watching and listening.
And I bet you had some really creative ways to explain what those emojis mean.
Yes. I think I even did as a digital life hack.
Oh, love it. All right, next up, Snap Happy. Your iPhone photo app has an amazing hidden feature that you've probably never seen.
Is that you can take a picture and the letter, you hit the I with the star and it tells you what it means?
Oh my gosh, you nailed it. Yes, I did not get this one. My guess was like, I don't know, you can draw on a photo. Yes, your camera can identify different animals, landmarks, and plants. This is actually really cool. You've tried this, right?
It's like a party trick.
Oh, it's awesome. So you open up your photos. If you see the little eye icon, you can click it and tap look up. And then it'll show you, hey, here's other things that look like that. So if it's a plant, you can see what it is, an animal.
Oh, it's so handy. I mean, because I did that in the backyard here, because the landscape guy put in like these beautiful purple flowers. And so I was going to text him and say, like, I want more of the beautiful purple flowers.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, that's so lame, you know. So I took a picture of the beautiful purple. And then it was like, you know, it's always like hibiscus, you know, whatever it is. And I'm like, I'll have those more. And then he's like, oh, no problem.
And then you're the dream client because you didn't just say the purple flowers.
Yeah, the purple flowers that are in the backyard.
I love that. Okay. If you have an Android, this also works with Google Photos. I did this with some pictures of my dog and it kept identifying her as street dog.
Street dog.
Which she was a rescue dog, so, you know.
Okay,
here we go.
Street dog.
All right. Next up, loose juice. iPhone battery killer warning as common mistake slashes lifespan.
Common battery warning?
Yeah.
So are you talking about like just keeping your phone charged all the time?
That was my guess too. And yes, basically keeping your phone charged to 100%. This is one of those very hotly debated. You can find a lot either way. Basically, back in the day, your phone got to 100%, then it would drop to 99 and start charging again, which we don't want.
Right.
But today's phones are too smart. They don't do that anyway.
Okay, we have time for one more, Al.
Okay.
Make it a good one.
It's going to be a good one. Lock-alike. Simple iPhone trick gives you Apple's new lock screen today, and it's a game changer.
That's always a game changer.
What's the secret?
Download the beta software?
Exactly. I saved this one for last because I wanted to ask you. You're always on the beta team. Have you done this yet?
You know, I was traveling this week. I already told you this. I mean, I don't even think I washed my hair this week. I took a shower. So it's like, I've been a little busy.
Fair enough.
But I am on the beta list. And I did see it come down to say, hey, would you like to install? But, you know, there's always that womp womp, because anytime, I know this is a total first world problem, but anytime I download the beta version on my iPhone, if for some reason CarPlay won't work. And that is like annoying to me.
Super annoying.
Yes. And so now I'm thinking, because I have been thinking about this. So, you know, now I have this Tesla until I sell it.
Spoiler.
And, you know, yes. And the Tesla, you know, what is kind of cool is that you just walk towards it with your, you know, with your phone and your app, and the car opens and that. So I'm thinking like, oh, so I'm going to download this beta software. And it's going to screw up everything now. And then I'm going to have to carry a key.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Your car won't even turn on. You can't do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's, so that's why, but I will, I'll do it between now and next week and wash my hair.
There you go. Well, if you're not worried about screwing up your Tesla, over on commando.com, we've got all the best features of iOS 16. Also, the new Android update is in beta. So either way, if you want to try out the new updates, all the new features early, we'll show you how to do it and all the coolest stuff.
And once again, Allie, thanks for all the work that you're doing, making commando.com just primo. And that's why, you know, seriously, I mean, the reason why we have 800,000 page views in a day is because you and your entire team work so hard to make sure that whatever we put on the website, it's always top notch. And I personally appreciate it. And I know that all of our listeners and viewers do too.
Thanks, Kim.
So great job. All right. I know from reviewing all of the listener mail, and I do read every single email that's sent to me through the site. And that's always the best way, because I have so many different social media channels, it's hard to keep track of all the notes that you're leaving all around, is that we have quite a few people who are caregivers. And this is an idea, and it may not be for everyone, but you can use an Amazon Alexa-enabled speaker to double as a medical alert system with some of the same functions, not everything. So basically, the most affordable Echo speaker, the fourth generation Dot, is, I don't know, $25 on Amazon. And you can buy a few Dot speakers and scatter them around the house of an elderly loved one who may need your help someday. And you just need to use their phone to set it up. And the Alexa app. And we're going to walk you through on how to do that. And then once that is done, I want you to get an Echo Show if you can swing it. The Echo Show is the one with the screen. So this way you can drop in and you can see what happens. But what's nice about it is that your loved one can say, Alexa, call so-and-so. Alexa, call call for help, whatever it may be. It'll call you. It'll call even 911 if you have it set to be that way. And Amazon has this pay program now. It's up to you if you want it. It's $200 a year. You can get notified when your loved one uses Alexa for the first time each day. There's that urgent response 24/7, fall detection assistance, remote assistant. And then you also have a circle of support. Up to 10 family members and friends can join in what they're calling Alexa together. So if you'd like more information about that, you'll find it over on the website. Stay right where you are. We have the secret way to know who's calling without looking at your phone. You don't want to miss that. And we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. P-A-I-R.com.
Hey, just a quick reminder, if you're not getting our free newsletters, sign up right now. Head over to Komando.com/subscribe. We've got specific newsletters for Windows and Mac and Android, as well as we have a small business newsletter you ought to check out. And, of course, we have our tips and breaking news. So Komando.com/subscribe. Let's see, Leonard in Eugene, Oregon. Hi there, Leonard.
Hi, Kim. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You betcha.
This is actually the second time I've called into your show. The first time, not to make us sound old, was back in 1996. I think that's before Ian was born.
Yeah.
And at the time, I connected to the internet via AOL online, America Online, using a 9600 baud modem, which is turtle speed. And at the time I asked you the question, I was doing business in Japan, making lots of phone calls, spending lots of money. And I asked you, is there a way to call overseas on the internet? Because I was spending so much money. And you said, no, it's not now. Well, that's history. Ian's a fully fledged adult, and you and I have not changed since then.
Exactly. We're just the same. We're just the same. Thank
exactly
you for that story.
Same.
So yeah, you're back.
Yeah. So And here's my question. So I work as a regulatory consultant, and I help small pharmaceutical companies comply with FDA regulations. In a few months, I'm going to be going overseas to conduct a compliance audit of a pharmaceutical plant. While I'm there, I will have internet access in my cell phone. But unfortunately, my partner, who's located in South Dakota, will not be able to join me. And so here's the situation. I want to be able to walk through the plant and have a device of software to essentially be her eyes and ears. Now, I know, you know, I have a cell phone, but cell phones get hot, they run out of battery, and they're small. So I was wondering if you have a suggestion of some hardware or software option or combination of both.
Sure.
That I might use to be her eyes and ears as I walk through the plant.
Well, you can do this now. Okay. There's a company called Vuzix. It's V-U-Z-I-X, and they make smart glasses. So what you're going to do is you're going to have smart glasses on that have a camera. Okay.
Woo.
And then you're going to connect them up, and then she can see everything that you see. In addition to that, or alternatively, I should say, is that you can get a tiny USB webcam that you can mount on a pair of glasses, and that will plug into your cell phone or plug into the tablet. And then once connected, you can jump into any conference app. You can do FaceTime, whatever. So let me do this. I'm going to put some links together for you. And then when you figure all this out and when you get it done, I want you to send me a picture. And don't wait another, gosh darn, 25 years. Leonard, where you been? I've been missing you. Isn't technology grand? Hey, do you know every single day over at Komando.com, we post some tips, some breaking news, data breach alerts, car recalls, and all kinds of good things like that. So if your homepage is not my homepage, you're totally missing out. That's Komando.com with a K. And once again, make sure that you get our newsletters too. And thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. We always appreciate each and every one of you. Hey, thanks for listening to Kim Komando today. So reach over and give me a nice 5-star review. Yes, thank you. And thanks for listening.